Oh shit. Welcome to another Van Cast. Seven Slot Society podcast, the off-road podcast that nobody asked for. This is not going to be off-road related. Well, it might be. We'll see how, see where the conversation goes. But this is, as you can probably hear, another Van Cast, which means I am driving to or from somewhere in the van that I use for work. This one I'm going to have to edit probably a lot because my thoughts are quite scattered, but I definitely know that this podcast needs to go out because it has been probably, I haven't looked at it, but it's been probably a month at this point since I've released something, which is pretty unacceptable if you ask me. But there's a reason for that. There is a reason for that. So I don't really know when it started, but I fell into one of my funks. Funk where I don't want to do anything. I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to do zero work. I like just want to fucking shut down. And I don't know if it happens after I go too hard for too long or it just, I don't know. All this is off the cuff. I'm going to try and edit it so it's a little bit interesting without all the long pauses and all that type of bullshit. I'm going to try and edit the road noise out as much as I can, but I am no audio person. So if you know someone who wants to edit a podcast, feel free. You let me know because I have no money. So these mood swings, I've been prone to them since I was young, very young. I don't know when they started. I don't know what triggers them. I don't know what fixes them. I just know that eventually things go back to normal. It's really fucking annoying. If you're one of my closer friends, I'm sure you are well aware of this, and I deeply apologize for putting you through this. I don't want to say that it's depression because I am not a fucking scientist or a brain surgeon, so I can't diagnose that type of stuff. I've never seen anyone about it. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, who knows? But you may be asking yourself at this point, which I would be asking myself this at this point, what the actual fuck is happening right now? And I probably would have turned the podcast off. So if you've listened this far, buckle up, motherfucker, because shit's about to get weird. A little while ago, I don't know how long ago, I felt myself sinking into this fogginess of, I don't know what to call it. I'm not going to call it depression. Sinking into this fogginess of not wanting to do shit and drink too much, which I do on occasion. Every once in a while, maybe more often than I should. Anyway, so you may be asking yourself, like I said before, what the fuck is happening right now? Why are you talking about these things? Well, I kind of went ghost for a little while on Facebook. I got several messages asking if I was okay. Yes, I'm fine. I just don't want to fucking talk to anybody. So didn't do Facebook for a little while. I was still half-assing on Instagram. But I kind of wanted to give a little, I don't know, with this whole thing, with having this business, there's a level of transparency that I want to provide to you guys. And you guys meaning the people that support what I'm doing. And that really means a lot to me. You're giving me a part of you, and I don't feel like I owe it to you to tell you a goddamn thing. But I want to, because I feel like there's a relationship there, and in a relationship, you gotta have a little bit of give and take. So you give me guys a little bit, I wanna give you guys a little bit. And maybe that's a little bit of insight into the back end of stuff, because I know a ton of brands, you see a ton of brands working on social media, selling their stuff, peddling their goods, but you know nothing about them. And I feel like once you know something about someone, you can establish a relationship with that person. And that's what I want to have with as many of you as I can. I can't know everybody. I can't have a deep personal connection with everybody. But if I can't have that, then maybe I can tell you guys a little bit what's going on my end. And this is not to listen to myself talk. Hopefully this provides you some sort of entertainment. I'm not a fucking comedian, but I mean, sometimes I say stuff that makes me laugh. So I hope something will make you guys laugh. And if nothing else, fucking entertain you in these days of quarantine. If you're choosing to participate in that. See, I already lost my train of thought. This is going to be a fucking rough one to get through. Let me tell you, because I don't even know where this is going. The train has been derailed, and I don't know where it's going to go. I guess I'm just going to talk. I'm doing this podcast because I want to give you guys a little insight into what's going on, me, stuff I struggle with, that sort of shit. Yep, there we go. I got it back. All right, let's go. So this, I don't know how long it was, like a month, maybe a month and a half. People were messaging me, asking me if I was okay. Yes, I'm fine. And that's the part that I don't like. I don't like people worrying about me, but at the same time, I don't want to like go on social media and be like, I'm taking a break from social media. And then everybody has a bazillion questions. I'd rather just go ghost for a little while. But anyway, there was just something switched off in my head, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing shit, like, at all. So I basically didn't do shit, and I don't like being like that. Like, there's the, you think about life is long, but also life is really fucking short, man, like, really short. You hear that from old people all the time. Oh, I just blinked and my kids were grown and blah 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 blah. And some of you may know that I keep a daily list of 5 tasks that I have to get done for the day. And that kind of helps me stay focused into like making sure that I'm making an effort through each day to do something. And then I can look back at the end of the week and see if I fucked off all week or if I actually got shit done. And then at the end of the month, I can look back and see if I wasted an entire fucking month and that sort of stuff. It kind of keeps my head in the game of what I'm actually doing, so I don't work, go home, get drunk, go to sleep, and do the whole thing over again, and then all of a sudden 2 months is fucking gone and I haven't done shit. So that's, I've fallen into those patterns before, and that's why I've kind of been forcing myself to do this 5 critical tasks a day, business related tasks, not like brush your teeth or make your bed. I mean, I never make my bed, but whatever. On and off, I'd be good a day, bad 3 days, good a day, bad 5 days, I don't know. Anyway, it was just this fucking fog that I was in my head where I was angry at fucking everything. Every morning I was waking up, like, I have an alarm set for 3, to get up at 3. That gives me time to get a bunch of stuff done before the kids wake up, you know, make my wife breakfast and lunch back when she was still going to work. She's been sent home, working from home full time right now due to the quarantine stuff. So, and that waking up at that time gives me time to get my stuff done as well as do the other things I need to prepare for the day. So I tried to maintain that schedule even though my wife's working from home and the kids are home. So every morning I wake up, the alarm would go off, I would be awake, and I would just go, what's the fucking point? Why? What do I have to do today that's so fucking important that I have to get up, get out of bed right now, take a shower, and start my day? Why? What's the fucking point? For weeks, what's the fucking point? Why? And I don't like being like that. Like, I'm not, sometimes I'm a little melodramatic, but this last one, ooh, boy, I tell you, it was a fucking doozy. That's like all that was going through my head for these past couple weeks. What's the point? Why? What's the point? Why? May have drank a little bit too much. That's subjective, depending on your tolerance. But by most people's standards, it was probably too much. So that's just something, like, it's not like I need it in my coffee before I go to work. Like once being an adult is done for the day, we call that a little overindulgence. And I don't even know why I'm telling you guys this, because this is super personal and pretty serious stuff. But all this to say, I am okay. I'm not going off the deep end yet. I tell you what, it's going to be fucking gnarly if I do go off the deep end. Woof! Make sure you save those newspaper articles and frame them, because they're going to be fucking wild. But anyway, yeah, I just went through this fucking spurt, man. It was, why? What's the point? Super negative about everything. Drinking too much. I don't know. That's like real me shit. Like, that's me shit. That's not internet, life is fucking fantastic, Instagram angel, which I'm not like that to begin with, but like, that's a facade that a lot of people put out. And I guess I want to break that mold. Like, just because I have a business, and when there was no virus, I was traveling and going to events, and all that's fucking great, but I still have real shit going on in my life, just like fucking you that's listening, if you've gotten this far. Ooh, we're a couple minutes in. Oh my god, we're only 10 minutes into this now. Oh man. And I still got 37 minutes to drive. Ho, buddy. But it's not, I think I've gotten to the point in my life, I'm 30 now, and these sort of swings have happened so often that I know, like, even when I'm in the midst of it, like the fucking lowest, darkest point, I still know in my head that it's just gonna be okay. Like, it always is. Just like when you, those super sappy, don't be depressed posts, the sun will always rise again. Yeah, I mean, it's fucking cheesy and sappy, but that shit's true. It always does, and it's always been fine eventually. So that part, even though like my headspace wasn't there and I was just fucking off all day, I knew eventually something would click, like it always fucking has. And for some reason this morning, I was like, I woke up, I was like, all right, cool, there's a point to this day, there's these things that I need to get done. Got those things done, hop in the car, bam bam bam, going to work. First song I play, Spotify, hooked it up with the Daily Mix. Alright, first one is called Easy by G-Eazy. I don't give a shit if you like him or not. That's what I was listening to. And the song is basically talking about all the shit that he had to go through to get to where he was at. And this is a song that I know pretty well, listen to fairly regularly. But today, man, that shit just hit different. And he was talking about, like, this is what you asked for, this is what you wished for, all this stuff that you're complaining about. Like, he's complaining about, like, being famous or whatever. And he's, like, talking to himself. He's like, this is what you fucking wanted. Like, why are you crying? This is what you wanted. And a lot of times when something is annoying me or something is making me angry that I wouldn't otherwise have to deal with if I hadn't wished for it for so long, if that made any sense, is I try to listen to this song to fucking remind me. And my wife has quoted these song lyrics back to me. Like, there was some person I was trying to deal with. It was really fucking aggravating me. But the only reason the person was talking to me was because of Seven Slot. And she's like, fucking shut up. This is what you want. You fucking asked for this. You built this. This is what you wanted. And I was like, damn, girl. Fuck. But anyway, so that song really helps. And then Spotify came out with another one. Just like, this is just a random playlist that Spotify sets up. And the next one is called Broken People. It's Logic and Rag and Bone Man. And it's apparently from a movie that I didn't see, because it's got the movie cover as a soundtrack. Feel free to look these songs up and listen to them or read the lyrics or whatever, so you can get a little further into my head, because I'm a real person just like you. But anyway, one of the lyrics that Logic says, which, tangent, Logic is from Montgomery County. I'm from Montgomery County. Anyway, I really like Logic, and I don't know if it has anything to do with we were both raised basically in the same place, pretty much. He says, if you rep it, get it tatted. And I was like, yes. And a lot of you have done that. For those of you that have Seven Slot tattoos, oh man, I fuck with you so heavy. That means the absolute fucking world to me. And a lot of people just like me and like Lamb Chop don't give a fuck about our bodies, so we'll just get tattoos of any old dumb shit. But the fact that you chose my any old dumb shit makes my heart have a happy. So I fuck with you guys and I appreciate that. The last one that I'm going to talk about, and then we're going to stop fucking around with music. Actually, before that, I want to give a shout out to Lamb Chop, because he listens to music in a way that I never listened to music. And he does so in a way that he listens to the actual lyrics. And for so, so long, I just listened to, like, the chorus or the music and just, like, vibed with the music. He listens to music in a way where he, like, absorbs the lyrics, which is really hard for me because I'm fucking stupid. And a lot of times I can't process music and words at the same time. So I have to read lyrics while I listen to the song. And if I want to memorize a song, I literally have to put it on repeat and play it like 50 times to listen to it over and over and over and over and over. But anyway, Lamb Chop has been training me. And by training, I mean he sends me like 3 or 4 songs a day that he's like, yo, this shit fucking bangs. These lyrics are fucking deep. And I'm like, God damn it. So I have to go listen to the song, retain absolutely none of it, and then go back and find the lyrics and then listen to the lyrics and listen to the song. Or read the lyrics and listen to the song. Sorry, I'm trying to drive and talk. I'm fucking stupid, guys, I tell you. But shout out to Lamb Chop making me look at things in a different way. And also shout out to him. He is always there when I'm having a fucking swing. And a couple other of you guys are too, and I appreciate that. But shout out to Lamb Chop, that's my dude. Anyway, the song that I was referencing is called Hello by Gawne. I think his name is Luke Gawne, G-A-W-N-E. Man, that shit, you know what? I'm not even gonna ruin the lyrics. Fucking go listen to this song. It's called Hello by Gawne, or Luke Gawne, G-A-W-N-E. Man, I was like half paying attention, and then I heard the first couple lyrics. I'll tell you, the first part, he goes, am I dead or did I die? And the next part is, hell motherfucking no. And I was like, you know what? That like epitomized what I was feeling right then at that moment this morning when I was driving to work. This song came on like right before I got to work. And I just sat in the parking lot and I listened to it again. Like, no, I'm not dead. Like, I felt like I was dead for that couple weeks, month, however long it was. I felt like I was, but I wasn't. And then there's a whole bunch of other lyrics. So if you're interested in what I'm talking about, go listen to the song, read the lyrics. There's a couple points in there that I feel like I directly relate to. Obviously, it's a rap song. There's a bunch of stuff that I don't relate to in it. Yeah, that's kind of where my headspace has been. I was just in a fucking weird place that I don't enjoy being in. I try normally not to be fucking dark and moody and fucking whiny and bitchy and this is the worst and this sucks. Like, that's no way to live, man. That's no way to live. And that's, I was like that a lot, probably, I don't know, I guess sometime after I got out, and then up until probably I started that IT job in Alexandria, got bad again then, and I just tried to make like a conscious fucking change in my life, because I didn't like what I was seeing or what I was feeling or who I was. And that's when I lost like 60 pounds, changed the way I thought about shit. Like, I was spending almost three, four hours a day in traffic or commuting. And if somebody did something stupid, man, I'd pray for them. I'd pray blessings on that person instead of like cussing and raging out and flipping them off. Make a conscious effort to put out good vibes to that person. Like, someone would cut me off. Now this is where it's getting weird, guys, okay? But this is fucking real life shit. Somebody would cut me off, do something stupid, whatever. And instead of fucking flashing out, I would just be like, you know what? I pray that person would have the best day of their life. I hope, I pray that something good would happen to that person. Probably they're in an obviously bad mood, so I hope something good happens to that person. And I would try and push that out into the world, and in a prayer to God, like, just give that person something nice today. They obviously need it. Whether that's a good feeling or whether they fucking hit a $5 scratcher, man. Something. And once I started retraining my brain to do that, I don't know, shit got a lot better. I wasn't as angry as often. I still get pretty fucking angry. But it wasn't as often, and I just felt like I was in a better place. Obviously, physically, because I had lost like 60 pounds at that point. Emotionally, because, you know, I was just happier. And spiritually, if that's something that you believe in, I was, you know, praying every day never hurt me. Never, ever. And I don't know, it's just, it's, I guess, part of doing this podcast while not off-road related whatsoever. Several people have said that they enjoy the van casts and that they like them, they help them, whatever. And I also like having this level of transparency with you guys, because I'll put out a podcast like this and then somebody will message me and say, hey, I really fuck with that, or that fucking hit me, I appreciate that. And those kind of messages I really appreciate. And while this isn't like, I was at the job I was last at, I was just listening to Mike and Max's off-road podcast, which I fucking love, by the way. And they, like, they go wheeling and they do trips and they talk about going wheeling and shit. And I absolutely love that. That's why I listen to their podcast. But some of you listen to this for the rare occasion that we do off-road stuff, but also because you just vibe with the brand, or we're friends and you do it out of guilt or whatever the fucking reason is. But the people that say they like the van cast, this one's for you guys. And I like sharing my life with you. In complete honesty, which is most of the time with you guys, I'd say I probably share 80-90% of my life with you. Like, there are very, very few things that I won't say on a podcast. Like, that's what's going, like, things that are going on with me. There's, like, a very small margin of shit that if I don't talk to you guys about it, I probably don't talk to any of my other friends about it. And I might talk to my wife maybe a little bit less. So there's, like, 5% that I don't tell anybody about anything. And then there's a 10% where I just talk with my wife about. And then there's another 5% where it's me, my wife, and my closest friends, like, that kind of thing. And then the rest of the 80% or whatever the math is on that, I don't give a fuck, I'll talk about it. Who gives a shit? But I don't want to say it, but I feel like I'm putting out the most truth that there is, whether it be related to off-roadness or not. I don't know. I don't have shit to hide from you guys. And the stuff that we don't talk about is just, fuck, you don't even want to have any part in that. But another reason that I like to do these podcasts is that they're somewhat cathartic for me, like, to actually say it out loud. And while I'm not talking directly to you, you're hearing the words that I'm saying, and I know in the future, then, like, right this second at 10:19 a.m., you're not hearing it, but you're going to hear it when I put it out. And it's good for me to say the words out loud. I've been finding that's been a really effective way to help me with stuff that I've been struggling with. Like, talk to myself out loud like a fucking insane person, I might add. I have started straight up talking to myself in the car about, like, you need to do this, or don't do this, or you need to be better at doing this, like, talking to myself. And I realize that's fucking insane. But it's been helping, I don't know. I feel like I'm cresting the hill of that fucking annoying valley that I found myself in. I don't know what brought it on. I feel like it just came out of nowhere. One day I was like, oh man, fuck this shit. And it's just like, boom, done. For, I guess, however long I wanted to be like that. And I didn't really fight it. I found that fighting it, like trying to force myself, if I'm in that valley of like weird fog that I don't like being in, I'm fucking negative person, drinking too much. And I feel like I need to clarify this drinking too much thing. This means like going to bed drunk every night, not like getting DUIs and beating my fucking wife and shit. Like catching a good buzz to go to sleep type of shit. Not like being a fucking hooligan. Anyway, I don't really fight it. I kind of just let it run its course because I found when I fight it, it gets worse. And then I start arguing with myself. And that's a weird place to be in. I'm also not a huge fan of that either. It's kind of like the wake up, what's the point? But then I don't really argue. I just go back to sleep. And granted, it's fucking 3. 3 in the morning is when these arguments are happening in my head. So that's kind of where we're at. I guess we can switch into a little bit of business talk. I got a ton of shirts that I need to print, which I'm excited about. I got more decals coming in. Those are going to go up soon. Keep an eye out for those shirts. The hats almost all sold out instantly. We did more flex fits. I appreciate that, guys. Man, those things flew off the shelf. We did some FlexFit 110s, which are the flat bill snapbacks in maroon with silver stitching. Those came in while I was not doing Facebook, so I just sent an email out, and they basically all got sold just through that email. No Facebook posts, no nothing, which was awesome. You guys are the fucking best. So we got more decals coming. I got more shirts to print. Hopefully, I'm going to get the shirts printed this weekend or some of them printed this weekend. Been having a little issue with exposing my emulsion to make the screens for the screen printing, which probably makes absolutely no sense to you, but this is like why I'm tempted to sell all the screen printing stuff and start outsourcing, which kind of takes a little bit of control away from me, which I said I wasn't going to do, but at the same point I want to get product out. It's this whole vicious cycle, man. Part of me wants to be able to put out like a new shirt every time I have a new idea, which I would only be able to do if I outsourced. But that would take a little bit of profit away, but it would also take a lot of stress away. But then it takes away the creative control, and then it takes away me actually printing, which I don't think me doing the printing like makes or breaks the brand, but I feel like it adds a level of authenticity that a lot of other people don't offer. Like when you get a shirt from me, I fucking printed that shirt. There's been very few occasions where I put out shirts that I haven't printed. Obviously, Happy Stitches Embroidery in Brogue, Pennsylvania. Doug Schoenberger does the embroidery. He's the fucking man. If you have embroidery needs, please use him. Obviously, I don't have an embroidery thing. I don't have the technology or the fucking wherewithal to even be able to be smart enough to run that shit. But I feel if I give up the actual printing, then I feel like I'm giving up a true part of the brand that I've purposely built into the brand. Like, shit made by us. Like, I print that shit. But I don't know. That's something I've been thinking about for probably 2 years at this point. So it may happen. I don't know. Like I said, I don't think it's make or break. I think it's a mental block that I've put on myself that I can't have a successful brand unless I print everything. But at the same point, I'm like, you can't have a successful brand if you do print all this stuff because you fuck it all up and you're not very good at it. Which is just the truth. I've been screen printing since 2014, and I still don't have it nailed down, which is pretty fucking embarrassing. But that's neither here nor there. I wanted to do this podcast. I know it was all over the place. It was not off-road related, like, whatsoever. I feel like I told you that in the beginning, though, so I'm not going to feel bad. If you made it this far in the podcast, yo, clap it up. Clap it up for yourself. Thank you. I appreciate it. This was a van cast. I did this because I needed to get some shit off my chest. A couple people have requested more van casts. I did go ghost for a little while. I just wanted to give a little background on that. I'm fine. It's all going to be okay. It's always okay. The sun always rises on the next day. It's just, I don't know, I feel like this is something that you may or may not be able to relate to. Like, sometimes we have fucking bad days, and sometimes my bad day lasts for fucking 30 days. I don't know, maybe you struggle with that shit too. If you do, fuck, I hope this helped you. I hope, if you're in the middle of one of your fucking valleys and pits and fogs of despair, or maybe you have, like, diagnosed depression, man, that shit sucks, and I hope that you're making sure you take care of yourself. Because that's no joke. That is not a joke at all. That's some real shit that people, like, suffer with and deal with every fucking day. So if that's you, fucking shout out to you for doing what you need to do to make sure you take care of yourself. If you got some medication that you need to be taking, make sure you take that shit. If you have a doctor you need to go see, I hope you're seeing that doctor, or FaceTiming them, or whatever they're doing with this quarantine stuff. If you're not, if you don't have, like, diagnosed things and you still just have a fucking shitty day or a shitty week, shit gets better, man. It always does. Maybe you're going through, like, some really tough personal shit. It'll all be okay, man. Girl, guy, boy. It'll be okay. I'm no licensed therapist, but if you got some shit on your chest and you don't have anybody to talk to, 202-909-5231, send me a text, call me. I'll tell you, I rarely answer my phone, and that's just because I owe quite a few bill collectors money, and I don't feel like talking to them every day. So if you need to chat, just text me. Don't abuse it, though. Come on, man. It's not hard to find my phone number. It's on basically everything. If you click call or text on Instagram, that's my phone number. It's on the website, it's on the emails. You know where to find me. And if you are having some serious issues, I hope you talk to a professional, like someone who's gets paid to do that and is like a doctor. Cause I'll bullshit with you and shit, but I can't like actually help you with your problems. So feel free to call, text, leave me a voicemail. I think I cleared it up, so there's room for you to leave a voicemail. If I didn't, text me and bitch me out that there's no room in my mailbox. But I will leave you guys here. Thank you so much. I'm going to try my damnedest, my absolute damnedest, to bring you off-road content. I'm failing miserably. And I know this. This is something that I have to work on. I have all the guests I could ever want. And I still need to just do it. I need to do the things. I'll tell you a fucking secret. That podcast I did with Brian Myers from JCR, that was really hard for me. I had to, like, write questions down, and being on the phone with someone, A, sucks. I fucking hate being on the phone. B, when you know it's being recorded and you know you have an agenda, that makes it that much more awkward. It is the fucking worst. People that do call-in podcasts and stuff of that nature, props to you. That's so fucking hard. I hate it. I really do not enjoy it. That's why it's usually me, or like me and Lamb Chop, or I don't know, me and the Trap Queen. Those are always the easiest, me and the Trap Queen. But that's kind of where we stand with that. I will cut this off right now. Thank you. I love you guys so much. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I hope that something good happens to you today. Here's a good one. If something good doesn't happen to you today, fucking pull it together and do something good for somebody else. That would make them happy, and you'll probably feel better. Anyway, that's enough motivational, uplifting shit. I fucking love you guys. Goodbye.